بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, elders and dear brothers, as Mawlana mentioned, the cold winter's night, and you're sitting in the warm masjid, the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala always keep us in His ni'mats. And we make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for all His bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Physical bounties, spiritual bounties, from head to toe, the ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And in all His bounties, and all the changing of the seasons, as mashallah Qari Sahib has decided in the Salatul Isha, Man khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wats. Allah Ta'ala is calling towards Himself. Look at my qudrat and my power. The Khaliq and the Malik and the Creator of the skies and the earth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made everything. Who takes out the fruits, who takes out the crops, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala poses the question, A ilahum ma'allah. Is there any other deity? Is there any other God with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? No, there's no one else. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rivers, the water, the streams. Who is there to listen to the call of the one that is broken-hearted? أَمَّ يُجِيبُ الْمَطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. And removes all the difficulties. Allah ta'ala makes a way out for you. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then to Allah ta'ala is a complaint. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَّرُونَ. That how little you remember. How little you take heed also in sand. So quickly you forget. So quickly you forget that you just ate now recently, just a meal now, and before a few hours time you forgot you ate already hungry. But the soul and the heart doesn't feel the hunger. So how does the heart can connect to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That Ya Allah, you are the creator, you are the sustainer. And these changing of seasons also is all to make us aware of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not that this summer comes, winter comes, and then spring and then autumn, and the season is changing. The businessman also will change his store. And the clothing industry, they will change also. What's the market in Europe? What's the market in the Far East? Now 6 months before, we got to start arranging, make some plan, do the buying, do the ordering. It's not just based upon business only. Allah Ta'ala wants us to ponder. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the alternating of the day and the night, the creation of the skies and the earth. All these are signs for those that have intelligence. What is real intelligence is to know my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the wisdom behind everything? That is beyond our comprehension. But just to ponder a bit. Ya Allah, even this winter that has come, in that also Allah ta'ala wants us to ponder a bit. And in every season Allah ta'ala wants us to connect to Him. Whether it be summer, then we say, very hot, too hot, can't manage it. 45 degrees, 40 degrees. Can't go from Ra now also, you're going to melt in the sun. At the winter time also, then too cold. Yes, we got to take precaution, we got to take care of ourselves. But all this is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to all these seasons, myself also, how many of us ask ourselves, what is the sunnah of the season also? Yes, we have the seasons of fruits. There too, there are du'as to be read. How to eat the fruit, when we bring the fruit home, who to feed first? First you feed the children, then we eat. Part of the sunnah. We are taught this in ahadith, different riwayat. Give the children first, then you partake of it. What's the adab and etiquette of the fruit? What du'as we read also after the eating the first fruit of the season? So in every condition we connect into Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now winter season also, what is the sunnah? Today we'll stand outside the masjid, hey, very cold today. He knows it's cold, I also know it's cold. Very cold today. Breaking news. Breaking news, very, we know it's cold today. What's the sunnah du'a to be read? How many of us know the du'a? My children know the du'a. Wives know the du'a. Revive the sunnah. Revive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barakat of the sunnah, we don't know which sunnah our hidayat is hidden. Which sunnah Allah Ta'ala will give me jannat. Just one sunnah I revive in my life, in my family. Might just say Allah Ta'ala, that moment Allah's rahmat, doors of rahmat are open. And I said the right thing at that time. And subhanallah, I got the rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So even on nights like these, days like these, when it's so cold out there, what dua to be read? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we read the dua, and we can all read it together to revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They recited Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, his riwayat. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he heard this dua, and we recited the dua, La ilaha illallah. Okay, repeat it, La ilaha illallah. Ma ashadda barda hadha al-yawm, barda hadha al-yawm. Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. Beautiful dua. What the reward for it? La ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship besides my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma ashadda barda hadha al-yawm. How severe is the cold of this day? Hadhi al-layla of this night. Yalla, how cold it is. Yalla, save me from zamharir of jahannam. Zamharir is a valley in jahannam, which is so cold. Jahannam is very hot, blazing hot. 70 times more heat in the fire of jahannam than the heat of the fire of this world. Jahannam is burning. They want to get some coolness. Allah Ta'ala will allow them to go to the valley of Zamharir. How cold Zamharir, they will freeze. Till the Hadith Sharif says the bones will break and fall off their bodies. Ya Allah, save me from that valley of Jahannam. I'll endure the cold of this weather of this dunya, but Ya Allah, you are the controller, you are the maker of it. You send this cold, but Ya Allah, Allahumma ajirni, Ya Allah, save me from Zamharir, the valley of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, save all of us. So this sunnah sade. But together with the sunnats also, the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala hasn't left us like the animals. Look at the bounties of Allah. When it comes to animals, they have one set of clothing for their entire life. They might now go to some metamorphosis, they'll change their skins. But it's the same thing, same uniform, no change. Whether winter, whether summer, spring, day, night, hot, cold, same. Whether a lion, whether a cheetah, whether a tiger, whatever animal, you have cats at home, dogs also, it's the same thing. Sheep, goat, cattle, same uniform, same clothing, entire life. But for insan, وَلَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا Allah Ta'ala says, for you insan, I made the entire animal kingdom for you. Cattle I made for you, small cattle I made for you. وَلَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ For you in these cattle, in these animals, is a source of warmth for you. Allah Ta'ala made the animals for us. They have only one type of clothing. For us, hot day, put something cool, something cotton. Cold day, put something warm, wool we put on. Allah Ta'ala has given us all these facilities, amenities that we can enjoy. Let us put it on and forget, who gave it to me? Allah gave it to me. The warm hat, Allah Ta'ala gave it. The warm socks, Allah Ta'ala gave it. The jacket, Ya Allah, you gave it. He also we learn yaqeen. Iman and yaqeen. Now we come into the end of the year. Zulhijjah almost coming to an end. Now we'll have to sight the moon. Tomorrow night? Day after tomorrow. We're going to sight the moon for Muharram. So 1 year already has passed. Businessman, everyone sees the books. How was the profit? How was the turnover? How was the net? How was the performance this year? How was my iman for the year? For this year, was there any increase in my Quran tilawat? In my dhikr? Duas I learned anymore right now? How many of us are going for Umrah every year? We ask the Umrahji or the Haji also, Masturat and the ladies are going to Haram Sharif. You know sunnah duas entering the masjid? Don't know. You're going to Masjid al-Nabawi, you don't know the duas. How are you going to enter the masjid without making the sunnah dua? Which leg to enter with? What du'as to be read? What niyyat to be made? How to conduct yourself in the masjid? How to leave the masjid? Which leg to leave? What du'as to be read? All these sunnahs to be learning all the time. I'm going for Umrah year after year. Performing namaz right in front of, next to Nabi alayhi salam, the Rawda Mubarak sometime. Sometime behind the Rawda Mubarak. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentions, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. I'm reading namaz right there. Madina Munawwara, in the Haram of Madina Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, hayat when Nabi is alive. Allah Ta'ala can give permission to Nabi alayhi salatu salam to even move also, but the permission of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam can hear, but the permission of Allah he can see. And Nabi of Allah is saying, perform salah as you see me performing salah. I'm performing salah in Madina Munawwara right now, but no sunnah in my namaz. Our Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned on Kitab, is mentioned that in the 5-time namaz of the day of a believer who hasn't learnt his salah, ulama have counted almost 300 makruhat. Almost 300 mistakes in the salah of the day. 300. The staff lose 300 riyal from the till. Inna lillahi. Big problem. Where the money went to? We won't leave him. Put the cameras on. Where he went to? And that maybe once in a month only. Once in 2 months. We won't leave him. Yeah, my daily namaz, 300 errors, makruhat in my salah, but I'm okay. I'm going to Medina Sharif, performing namaz. Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm reading Salah right in your court right now. But not like how you taught me, old style I'm reading. What you came here for then? You didn't learn to read namaz still? You didn't learn to make wuzu properly? At the hotel room, didn't make miswak as yet also? And Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned also, Rawla an ashqa ala ummati, la amartum bis sawak, inna kulli salatin, aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I did not feel it difficult upon my ummat, then I would have made it wajib, obligatory of my ummat to make miswak for every namaz. Such an emphasized sunnah. But they also, I won't make the miswak. Dua for entering the toilet, leaving the toilet, the bathroom, eating on the floor to the best of my ability. You'll say, but there's no place in the hotel room. Ask the workers outside, one bed sheet, put it on the floor, buy the sufra, buy the sarkhan, husband and wife, eat on the floor. We're in Medina Sharif right now. They also sunnahs to adopt. But now we don't have the habit at home to adopt sunnah. Season has come, ask Ulama Ikram, what's the sunnahs of winter, sunnahs of summer, what's the sunnah way to dress? So everything of mine becomes ibadat. So in the whole year right now, has my iman increased? Has my yaqeen increased? Du'as, did I learn any more du'as? Or is still the same, I'm carrying on from maktab days, I'm still carrying on the same du'as, haven't increased anything yet, but I've got big hopes, I'm going to get big jannat. Big jannat I'm going to get. I'm already got my halfway, I got my ticket already. If not half the ticket, but I'm already 1 foot in jannat already, I'm there. Because Allah Ta'ala has given me smooch of dunya, so Allah is going to give me jannat also. Allah give all of us inshallah. But I have to have the fikr. Now I read my Isha namaz. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq also. After Isha salah, alhamdulillah, we finished our namaz. Did it come in my heart? Ya Allah, is my salah accepted? I took it to be done. How I read my namaz, how I made my wuzu also, ya Allah, done. Accepted. No fikr, no concern, no worry. But for my dunya, I'm so worried. About when it comes to masturat and men also, weight loss, I'm so worried about my weight. I have to lose some weight, shed some fat, shed some weight, shed some kilos, and the jargon also, carbohydrates and this and that, how many kilojoules and kilograms and what they talk about now is some banting and seafood diet, but they have dual meaning, seafood diet. So all these things now we talk, that department we go, subhanAllah, there's no end to that type of discussion also on dieting. All that I got concerned about, I picked up a few kilos right now. I got 1-2 pimples on my face right now, don't look right. Now I got to go for a facial, go to the beautician, got this figure. But for my namaz is done. My Isha is over, done, already banked. No figure, no worry. Whereas iman is between fear and hope, baina raja'i wal khawf. Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, Barakatuh, Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, except all these khidmat. Hazrat says, Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Ali, what a great wali of Allah. After Salah is to hold his face. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, holding your face, sunnat or something? Not sunnat. Why are you holding your face up, blocking your face? He said, haven't you heard the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam? When a person performs Salah, and his Salah is up to standard, then the Salah hardly rises above his head, and the Salah curses him. May Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. Salah is cursing him. He read namaz. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Allah Ta'ala is saying destruction, jahannam, for the musalli. His mind and heart wasn't in the namaz. He just performed it. Just read the namaz, carried on, no fikr, no concern. He read his namaz. So namaz goes hardly above the head. Then Allah Ta'ala turns it into a dirty rag and throws it back in the face. So I block my face, Ya Allah, don't throw it back at me. Ya Allah, just accept it from me. With the hope, Ya Allah Ta'ala, that just on my fear of it being rejected, Allah Pak will accept it. But I don't have that fear also. Year coming to an end, no fear. Whole year passed, alhamdulillah, I'm okay. My salah was alright. Whether I got account by Allah, I mean debts by Allah, so many years, qaza namaz I got, roza I must so much already, zakat maybe I didn't pay completely, but I'm okay. Alhamdulillah, I'm enjoying my life, I'm going to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us this fikr in our hearts. If we don't have this fikr, as the Jeevan Musiullah Khamsab Rahimullah would say, the person who fears today my salah was good, the person who fears for the day my salah was good, will never progress. That was his worst day. That was his worst day. When he feels I was good for the day, then he will not progress. He feels I got it. Have the fear all the time, Ya Allah, was it good enough for you? It was never good enough for you. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq tomorrow to make it better. So every day I got to have this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me a better day today. Now coming into the year, to take my stock, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلًا تُحَاسَبُوا. Take your stock before your stock is taken. Before we see on the janazah, the hearse. Perform your salah before your salah is performed. So take our stock. Masturad also, they say, cover yourself before you will be covered. Cover yourself before you will be covered. The kafan will cover you one day. Better practice from now. So when you go to the qabr, alhamdulillah, now you're enjoying your life. That you made it. That you had that fear in this worldly life. So now, coming end of the year, my iman, my yaqeen for the year, has my iman increased in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has my amal increased in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has my amal increased, my Quran tilawat, my dhikr, my akhlaq, my character? Is it only about amal, it's about my character also? My dealings, my mu'amalat, mu'asharat. How has this gone the entire year? I'm coming to the end of the year. Sit down and take stock. Allah, have I gone better right now? Am I got any more better? Have I lapsed? Have I made any mistakes? How can I make it better going ahead? If I don't make intention, then the help of Allah is that with me. Now is the time to make the intention. Ya Allah, intention is to become better now. Ya Allah, you assist me, you help me. So here in the season also, winter, we learn to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When it comes to the animal kingdom, they only have one posture in. Either on the belly, or they're walking on twos or fours. When it comes to insan, Allah ta'ala gives him different type of garb, different type of clothing. Then he can stand, he can sit, go ruku, go sajda, he can jump, he can run. Insan, Allah ta'ala gives him the best of everything. So all these things are for us to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The jackets we are wearing, Allah ta'ala gave us. Yaqeen also, who keeps me warm? Not my jacket. I can buy the most expensive jacket, Ya Allah, that won't keep me warm. It's your command, Ya Hukam. The socks I can buy, thermal socks, best socks, I paid so much for it. Who will keep me warm? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We just put it on. You see, top socks I bought. Will keep me, Allah's command. Allah's hukam will keep me. Is that the socks will keep? Allah ta'ala has a system. But the command, every single thing in the world is muhtaj, in need of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the warm jacket I'm wearing, so to say, and the socks I'm wearing, whatever facilities I have, the heater I have, the aircon I have, all by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we have everything. The aircon is there, nice look at it, but the battery is dead. Now you're holding the, you got the control in your remote in your hand, but can't use the aircon. Allah shows you. The aircon can't do. It's my command that it will happen. The battery is in, the battery is dead. Now how you, everything is there, but nothing is happening. Allah shows you. Is that you are doing it? Behind everything, behind the parda, behind the curtain, is a command of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. Behind the switch is a command of Allah. Behind the tap is a command of Allah. Behind the key when I switch the car on, Bismillah. Everything is Bismillah. Teach our children also. Everything we do is Bismillah. Putting the light on, Bismillah. Closing the house, locking the door, Bismillah. Entering the car, Bismillah. Everything happens with the barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a mu'min connects to Allah, is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also in the month of winter also, when we are dressing up, to want us to be conscious, that we're dressing according to sunnah also. When we're coming for salah, this muzakara we have to make. Now with all the different types of jackets out there, different types of socks out there, etc. Whether it's Sharia compliant, whether it's the right thing to do, we know what's happening in the world right now. When it comes to our brothers, our families in Gaza, how are they being bombed and slaughtered right now? Mercilessly. Whether Iran, Israel, Iran and all that bombing, they didn't send one bomb at least for people of Gaza, Ya Allah. Release them. Open on border for them at least. Nothing. No talk about them also. Just for themselves. Prove a point. At least send one now. We can open some border for them where they can at least exit from there. But no talk about it also. That at least we're doing it for them. Nothing whatsoever. Who to trust right now is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's hukam. Those that will speak the haqq. So for us right now also, when it comes to supporting, boycotting, we find commonly now these brand names have come out. We should become conscious. We should become cognizant of what is happening around us in regards to our lives, domestic life, how we connect in the correct way, we do the correct things. Whether it comes to these brand names, how many of them are supporting Israel, the Jews? The revenue they're getting from there, they're killing our brothers. Somebody now, I'm supporting him, and he puts a hit on my father. I'll kill him. That's what comes in my heart. How dare you? Here we're supporting it. Whether it's KWA, right now we know there's a court case on right now, where the CEO or the owner of it is taking the protesters to court. How do you protest outside my shop? Years ago he got the award for donating, I think, the most to Israel. But patronizing him. Why? top quality jacket. If we have it already, how can we sell before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a brand name that's killing our brothers? They're supporting you, putting money in it. Whether it be different types of cold drinks or cold drink soda, whatever it may be. The least we can do, at least now, desist. If we have those jackets, at least put something to cover the name at least. Have some, what do you say, sympathy, empathy. At least we feel the pain of the ummah. Okay, I have it, I can't throw it away. Cost a lot of money. There are people out there that sew something or they put some tag on it that you would, not advertising for anybody. We're not billboards. The West, as the Hazrat says, they colonized our countries, then they came into our countries, colonized it, they changed their language also. They came with their own language and made us think that we are inferior, speak like us, dress like us, think like us, colonize the country, and when they left also, they colonized our minds. Think like us, although we're not here. But think like us, what we tell you is good, believe it. What's bad, believe it. Whether true news, fake news, we consume it. For a mu'min, he's more intelligent than that. He ponders in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah ta'ala for guidance. Ya Allah, what should I do? How should I wear? And most of these brand names, my dear brothers, we do a little bit of research. A little bit of research and take it to our heart. What we're making our children wear has an effect on them. Hadith Sharif is very clear. There's indications there. What you wear has an effect on your mind, has an effect on your heart. Hadith Sharif says, don't use a saddle made of cheetah skin. Why? Cheetah doesn't have good qualities in it. It'll have an effect on you. Wear skins, example, you have wool, has a good effect on a person. Hide leather has a different effect on a person. What we wear has an effect on you. What you eat has an effect on you. So we are guided what to wear also. Most of these brand names do little bit research. The kuffar will tell you also. Behind this brand name, who was the founder of this brand name? What was the thinking behind it? Whether it's Nike also, right? Who initiated the brand name? What was the thinking behind it? The swoosh, they have the tick. The tick actually denotes the Greek goddess of victory. The Greek goddess of victory. That if you have the swoosh on you, then it's a good omen, good luck charm, so to say, you have, you will win the race. You will win the competition because our Greek goddess is with you. I read salah with that. Standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, we don't like to give the example, but sometimes we have to give it. A youngster, not even proposed to get married to the girl, has a haram relationship, got a girlfriend. And she was just telling one time, I don't like the chumples of yours. He'll never wear it again. Out of the window. Not even his wife also. The wife will say, I won't worry. But the girlfriend says, he'll worry. Fiancé says, I don't like the certain color. He won't even buy the color. The kurta color, I don't like the color there. Not my favorite color. He won't even wear it now. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, I don't like it. How dare you wear in front of me? Greek goddess of victory, in front of me, standing there reading salah. And then the other brand names, whether it's jackets, whether it's jerseys, whether it's socks, go and do a little bit of research and you'll find. Now we have to mention these names from them, so we become conscious about it. Whether it's DMG, the Dolce & Gabbana, they also are, both of them are gay. They have a brand name. Now I'm wearing that. Versace, also gay. And so many other, all these designers, they're not straight people. They're designing now for their own lust. And they're not straight, they all are gay. Now I'm wearing that gay brand name standing before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Qawm Lut was destroyed because of that. And I'm wearing it before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Do a search on Uzzi. Uzzi, the brand name, they got there is a Hebrew meaning the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength for them. And I'm wearing it now. And you know how much I paid for it. I'm standing before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So how what we are wearing also, become conscious. This has an effect on a person. What he wears has an effect on him. Now he said, no, what's wrong with my son? His inclinations have changed. You brought him up so well. Now he's got different type of inclination. Instead of towards the opposite gender, he's now to the common gender. Do you know what happened? The clothes he's wearing. Before we had baggy pants. No more baggy pants. Now he's tight-fitting pants. Person goes into sajda, you can't even read namaz behind him anymore. Hazrat says, come on a Sunday, all wearing short pants to the masjid, inna lillahi, wearing jammies. The house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam sahab can't say anything also. Keep quiet, never mind. It is he came for namaz. But he's not. The house of Allah, the dhikrum, the etiquette, standing before Allah, the king of all kings. How do I stand before my Allah? What? That is why ulama are saying it. One time our grandmothers and our mothers ask our elders, they'll tell you. They didn't know so much of deen. They didn't have so many bayans, but they had taqwa in them. They had sharam in them. This was simple orni, this one chiffon covering. Any man came in the house, he'll cover their face with it. They won't just come in front. And together with that, they always had this concern and fikr. What will happen in the qabr to me? What will happen in the... They always repeated this. Very afraid of the qabr. We don't hear that anymore. Now what do we say? Don't talk about the qabr. Let's talk about the next holiday. Where are we going next? We had this fikr always. Ya Allah, how am I going to die? I got this fear, Ya Allah. What will happen in the qabr? I'll be all alone. Make poiro, make grandson, hafiz. I'm going to hold your kurta on the day of qiyamah. Now the mothers, what they going to tell their sons? You're not wearing kurta also now. Kurta is out over the weekend. How am I going to hold your kurta? Nobody is talking anymore about the qabr now. Don't talk about the qabr. Let's talk about dunya, right? They had that fear in them. They had the sharam in them. Nobody is talking anymore. Now as parents, we lost the fear of Allah. We became fearless. What's happening to the next generation? They're becoming godless. They don't talk about Allah Pak also. Come to the house of Allah, as if Allah is at here. We sit at the back of the masjid, cell phone is on, playing games. Father says, all right, it's a hen area. Not serious. At least he came to the masjid. So they became godless, fearless of Allah. No fear, as if there's no Allah there also. I just came a few rituals up and down. No fear in the heart. Whereas, even we are involved with this, at least have that fear. Ya Allah, maaf karna. Ask myself also in month of Ramadan, when you go for Umrah or big nights, before you see you crying in the masjid. Yomul Jumu'ah after Asr to Maghrib, masjid should be full before people making dua. And how we should make dua also? Those that are elderly, they understand, we used to do before also. How we make dua? Tawbah, 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 tawbah. Nobody make a tawbah, tawbah anymore. Why? I'm not making any guna. I'm alright. Alhamdulillah. Nothing major in my life. No major sin in my life. Everything is jaiz now. Photography is jaiz. Videoing, jaiz. Intermingling, jaiz. Doing holiday altogether, jaiz. Eating everywhere, alcohol is on corner. Halal, there is no contamination. Everything is halal. Nothing major in our life. Everything is halal right now. Everything is jaiz, permissible. So no need to make istighfar and tawbah anymore. So no more gunegas left, no more for istighfar and tawbah. Ummah has gone, so at least have that fear, Ya Allah, what has happened? I don't even make tawbah anymore. Lift my hands, and myself I'm asking, when I say, Ya Allah, forgive me, there's nothing even clicking in the brain. What am I making tawbah from? Not doing anything serious right now. Everything's alright. Everything is fine. But checking the cell phone, no, everybody is doing it. So what's the problem? There's no real, nothing major. Alhamdulillah. A little bit, one, two things like that now. We'll sort it out. How are we going to sort it out? Currency of akhirat is a'mal. It's tuba liman wajada fi sahifati istighfaran kathira. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, glad tidings for the person who finds plenty of istighfar in his nama a'mal. In his book of deeds, he finds a lot of istighfar. Congratulations to him. He's making tawbah istighfar. So this, now the winter has come, we're wearing this type of clothing. Let us take, listen, let us wake up as an ummah and see what we are wearing. Whether it be the socks, whether it be the jackets, whether the clothing we are wearing. We can't stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with these type of things. And if we have it, at least we can block the name. Get somebody, do something, at least have some sharam and haya. Sharam and haya is in speech, in looking, in listening, in dressing. The sharam for men also, sharam for women also, to have this modesty at least. Modesty is part of iman, a big branch of iman. It's not only for the ladies in the mastura, they must have sharam and haya. For the men also, we're going to have sharam of Allah. Modesty before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One small amal, Allah made love of ours. One brother of ours there, back home in Durban, revered brother, revered. But what iman, although he's a big businessman, his representations, suit, boot and tie he has to wear, etc. But he keeps on kurta in the car. When he comes to salah, kurta is on. Never enter the masjid without a kurta on. Revered brother. Allah will change if Allah tells us to change us also. Give them, they appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. Coming to the house of Allah, I'll dress my own style, whether Allah likes it or not, whether my namaz is correct or not, Allah must accept it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that right now how on different fronts they have changed our minds, they colonized our minds. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given a promise. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as long as you are among them, Allah will not destroy the ummah completely. Allah will test the ummah. But completely Allah will not destroy. As long as Rahmatul Alameen is among the ummah. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam has made parada, is gone from this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانُ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ As long as the ummah is making istighfar, Allah says, I will not wipe out the ummah, I will not punish them. That's why we are saying, how many of us are really making istighfar? They have brought to such a level now, such a low level, that we are not making istighfar properly too. So what will happen? The ummah is open to the azab of Allah. That is why our kafir are saying, bhai, tawbah karo, tawbah karo, tawbah karo. But Ilyas Abrahimullah would say, make tawbah upon your tawbah also. Ya Allah, forgive me for how I'm asking for forgiveness. I don't know how to ask for tawbah. Ya Allah, forgive me for my tawbah also. So long as you make tawbah istighfar genuinely, identify the gunas in my life. Ya Allah, the year is coming to an end right now. Ya Allah, show me my sins. Show me where I'm going wrong in my life. My wife will tell me, I don't accept it. This is also a sign of pride. I can't tell the wife, and she can't tell me. What's the definition of takabbur? Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Rejecting the haq, the truth, and looking down on people. Wife tells me, who are you to tell me? And then husband tells the wife, who are you to, you must speak last. You act like only Sufi sahab outside. If only they know what kitna pani mein, how deep you are right now. Nobody else put on you too. You lucky I'm, wife will say, lucky I'm keeping you. It's the other way around. So two meh meh. And it's carrying on. You, me, carrying on. So, ghamtun nas, looking down on us, looking down on you. Batrul haqs is telling you the right thing about yourself. Can't accept it. Who are you to tell me? Who are you to tell me? So this is takabbur. So to see in my life, do I have these things? I'm making istighfar from it. Only is my a'mal, I'm going to make hisab kitab. Only is my akhlaq, my sifat, qualities of iman, qualities of a believer, and qualities of being a human being. That to have pain for the ummah, to have pain for the people around me, to have some feeling for what they're going through right now. Just to tell them I can feel, I can understand what you are going through right now. May Allah make it easy for you. We don't want to hear to the plight, somebody come knock the window, sorry, I can't talk to you now. Listen to the man. If I can't even give him anything, give him a smile, let to his sadqah. I'll make dua for you. Inshallah, when I have something, I can assist you. So in this way, we feel the pain. We don't want to hear anybody's pain also. We know his story already. We know, what about my story? Allah Ta'ala knows my story already. Allah is still giving me. I know his story already. They mustn't bother me. So don't feel anybody's pain also. Why? I feel guilty after that. I feel guilty. Yes, listen to him. Sympathize with the person. So qualities of being a human being, that we're coming to the end of the year to start taking stock of my heart, Ya Allah. These qualities of whether I have pride in me, takabbur in me, looking down on people, or not even looking down on people. I feel I am better than everybody is good, but I am better than everyone. That also is haram. Just to think good of oneself. Ya Allah, I have that in me. I have that in me where I feel I am very good. I am very clean. I am very neat. Oh, my house is very good. Oh, my car, nobody got like mine. Oh, whatever it may be. Whether my jacket, whether my shoes, youngsters, whether my cell phone, whether all these things. Now it's the kabbur and pride and ujb, self-conceit. It's sinful. It's guna. I have to make tawbah from these things. And one very, very important point, my dear brothers. Now we find when it comes to Syria and Sham, Allah Ta'ala has freed them from the regime that was an oppressive regime. The ulama of Sham, of Syria, ulama of Sham, when they discuss, now also we heard recently, when some ulama are mentioning to us also in Madina Munawwara, after Imam Sheikh Awama Hafizahullah, that they were saying that the ulama of Sham, when they discuss that the zulam that took place upon them, what was the reason behind it? Why this happened? Whether it was Bashar, before that his father, and what zulam, you can't even think about it. What was it? And where did it start from also? Some years ago, Sheikh Sabuni rahimullah came to our country. Sheikh Sabuni also was a alim from Sham, staying in Madina Munawwara thereafter. He wrote beautiful kitabs, tafsir also he wrote, which we read in our Darul Ulums. So he came to our masjid and he gave a bayan. And he was very vocal also. And he mentioned, why did this happen in Syria? And he himself is Syrian. What is the reason? So one he gave, another ulama gave other reasons, but two basic reasons they give. The first reason he gave was that why this zulm takes place, and he told us, take heed, I'm warning you all right now, take heed what I'm telling you all. Because the tables can turn overnight. And now we can see things are happening overnight. What we never thought can happen is happening already. Just one bomb, it starts already. On the brink of another world war. All of a sudden, ceasefire. Like playing games, an arcade game or something, for people's lives. So he said it can happen anytime. Don't become complacent, O people. He was very vocal. He said, why this happened in Syria? And who were the first ones to run for their lives? He said, ulama-i karam. Ulama to run. Kullukum ra'in. Then he says, every one of you is a shepherd. You have your family, you have your children, you have grandchildren, you have a business, there too you're a shepherd. You're a mutawalli of the masjid, there also. You're an ustaz, there too you have your flock. He says, understand what happened in Syria. He says, there we are top ulama. Top ulama, they had halaqat, durus taking place. Jami Masjid of Damascus. And students are coming from all over the world to study Arabic, study fiqh, study different subjects of Sharia. And the ulama were teaching. And the whole world was coming. But just outside the masjid, those masajid you'll find in the Middle East, most of them are surrounded by the old masajid, by shopping, like flea market style. Then they got the makahi, coffee shops and hookah shops. Now we're going to the same way, coffee and vape. Tell the father, your son is vaping. Yeah, all right, me too. Inna lillah. I make tawbah. So if you also vaping, he can vape also. That's serious for Allah. It's all right. No tawbah. How can you? Israf, you're wasting. So no gunas left now. So he says, what happened there? He says, those that were in charge got complacent and started just teaching. What was happening outside the masjid? Arab music, behayai, open hair, makeup. Men sitting holy in the coffee shop, kahwa they're drinking, and then the hookah was carrying on. As if now, there's no Allah, we're just enjoying life. We're just comfortable in life. We already got our ticket to Jannah, so nothing to worry about. So they were carrying on all the masti, outside the masjid, ulama ikrama in the masjid. And they were teaching. Whole world was coming to them. They didn't even frown or blink an eye on the evil that were taking place outside the masjid. They didn't even warn the people. They just carried on teaching. See, Allah doesn't like that. Then he mentioned the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered the home. He looked perturbed. He made wudu. He entered the masjid. Aisha said, I put my ear to the wall of the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended the member, called the people, and he told them, continue commanding the good, forbid the evil. When the time will come, where Allah will appoint upon you a zalim ruler, oppressive ruler, will have no mercy on your old and your young. You have no mercy on your old and your young. And you will make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, your du'as will not be accepted. Continue commanding good, forbidding the evil. He says they stopped. They stopped like Bani Israel. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرِينَ فَعَلُوا. They started rubbing shoulders with the sinful ones. Didn't even warn them, didn't even caution them, didn't even stop them. Accepted their da'wats, ate with them. This party, that party, walima, aqiqa, only da'wat, merrymaking, whether intermingling, whether photography, videoing. They didn't say anything. Just enjoyed life. Allah Ta'ala turned the tables overnight. And who was in the firing line first? Ulama ikram. They say, I'm warning you all. This minbar Allah Pak has given is to caution the people. And the point he made also, he says, fulfill the haqq and the amanat of the position Allah Pak has given you. Father in the house, mutawalli in the masjid, ulama on the minbar, in the classes, teacher has a Muslim teacher first, he has a responsibility to teach the right thing. He says, once we will stop and the voice will become silent. And most of the time, the ulama of haqq, when they say the haqq, they are silenced. Why are you judging people? Now the judgmental card will come out. Don't judge people. Yes, we have to pass judgment. That's why we have courts also, to pass judgment. Person is convicted, the proof is there. He said it, he wrote it, he was there, documented. So judgment has to be passed. The people are careful. So whether he's an open chore, he stole something, or whether in Sharia, now he's leading people astray, ulama of haqq have to speak it. Now, also silence, don't speak anything. Don't create differences in the ummah. But if it's wrong, it's wrong. Same thing happened, he said, ulama kept quiet, no, don't cause problem. Keep everything smooth and carrying on. Don't shake the apple cart. Let it carry on. Say, see what happened. Say, I'm warning you all. Continue warning. Give the warning. Muhabbat Allah. By desist. Don't spend so much of money. Don't waste your time. Prepare for akhirat. He says, whether the awam and people will stop or not is immaterial. As long as the warning continues, I tell my children, don't do this. Don't get involved with the banks. Don't go into riba. Be careful of interest. Don't go to haram avenues. Don't waste money. Don't waste water. Don't waste lights. We're not saying it. We're just carrying on in life like it's not even a sin anymore. You see, one reason was this. When the people that had the voice, influential people, people of authority, did not assert the authority in a humble and a good way and caution those around them, this is not right, this is wrong, don't do this. At least say it. Allah wants to hear you saying it. Because of just saying it and cautioning the people, only Umar Sa'ab al-Puri rahimullah would say, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would mention from the minbar, ma bala qawmin, what's wrong with the people? Why the people are doing this? He would caution Sahaba Ikram, don't go to this way. Whether the person now was, whether it comes to grains, cheating in weighing and measure, or putting the bad grains at the bottom, and putting the good grains at the top. Nabi Ali Salatu Salaam put his hand inside, told him at the bottom is wet. When ghashana falisa minna, person who deceives the people, said from amongst us. He cautioned him. Today we see the businessman now, because Hamdam is payroll, won't tell him anything. Let him carry on quietly. It's wrong, we've got to say it. Whether, if I can't say it, tell somebody else. Caution him, warn him. Don't do things like this. You bring the ummah in disrepute. Allah Ta'ala azab will come. He say in this way, Allah Ta'ala turn the tables around. The ulama had to run for their lives. Mutawallis, influential people, they lost everything. A man, one report had come one time. And our Saudis went there to Syria to do relief work. A man at one time, nowadays family will say, bring some rolls home. We'll ask how many you want, 6, 12, 18, 1.5, dozen, 1 dozen. You say, okay, only 5 in the family, bring 1.5 dozen for the children's lunch tomorrow also. Man says, that is the life I was living. Now, I lost everything. Standing in line with the 6 daughters, and each one is only allowed to take 1 roll. To take only 1 roll. At one time, what you were saying, asking how many you all want, 2 dozen, 1 dozen. Now, you can't even get even more than 1 for each child. How the tables is, brothers, when they saw it, man was a multi-millionaire. So we're not safe, my dear brothers. We have to be very careful. Where the ummah is going right now, nobody's saying don't do it. We say carry on, carry on, carry on. So he says, one was this, when those that had the voice didn't caution the others, the voice of haq was subdued. Don't say anything, keep quiet. Don't say anything, keep quiet. So those that have the haq on their tongues are being subdued. Those that are doing sin, no more istighfar. Nothing is impermissible. Everything is jaiz right now. Very making for all. We can understand how far we've gone, how much tawbah to make coming year end now. Muharram is coming. The second reason he mentioned, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition in Sham and Syria, because of israf. Wastage, extravagance. Wastage and extravagance. He says, because it's the land of barakat, barakna hawlahu. Everything is barakat there. The food, the fruits and everything. Western culture came in, and what happened? Wastage. Israf of time, health, time, facilities, wealth. They started wasting. And nobody can question, it's my wealth, I do what I want. Who's going to question me? I can do what I want. No, it's an amanat from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a bounty from Allah. The Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, that if somebody gives you a gift, do you have a right to boast about it? It's a gift from that person. Now you want to show off. But he said, yours, he gave you a ni'mat, he gave you a gift. He said, your entire existence is a gift. Where can you boast to have takabbur? Nothing is yours. It's just borrowed to you. Your life is borrowed to you. Your wealth is borrowed to you. The car, the facilities, is a ni'mat from Allah, gifted it to you. Now I want to show I'm bigger than Allah also. I can use it how Allah says I mustn't use it. It's mine. Mawlana read now, so inna Allah shtara min al-mu'mineena anfusahum. Allah Ta'ala purchased from the believers their wealth and their lives in lieu of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has purchased it, doesn't mind. But Allah is so kareem, Allah Ta'ala purchased the 2 most napak things in my life. The 2 most impure things, my wealth and my nafs. Allah says, I purchased already, and if you take care of it, I'll give you Jannah. But I purchased already, and I'm giving it back to you, use it. But don't think it's yours. Use it like how I want you to use it. They say israf took place. And nowadays we find the level of israf. Because the ummah is traveling right now. Whether it comes to holidays, whether half board or full board, children are still getting bored also holiday time. And they breakfast. And fill the plate up. Can't eat it, throw it away. Just throw it away. Don't even feel the pain anymore. throwing good food, just throwing it away. And this, now we learned it from them, it was buffet style. Buffet style is not sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, you have a guest, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. Make ikram of your guest. Ikram of the guest is to make him sit down. I will serve you. Not that the guest must stand up in one line, the kettle, and now buffet style, go and take out food. And they come again second round. Nobody wants to come second round. They take out so much of food now, we see whether we can finish it. Can't finish it, they put it in the bin. Or give it to the animals. Or just tell, if it's a sufra, just wrap everything up and throw it away. There's still ghosts there, there's still meat on the bone. Nobody's worried about it. Hakim Sahib rahimahullah mentioned, one time Hakim Sahib was drinking tea, and our sheikh was sitting with him also. And when he finished drinking the tea, then he put his finger inside, he began cleaning the teacup. So Hazrat asked him, Hazrat, kya ye sunnat hai? Sunnat to clean, and to make sure the last drop is finished. He said, sunnat nahi hai. He said, magar ye tashakkur hai. The shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Hazrat, kaisa? How is it the shukr to Allah? So the terms he used, I'll just mention it. As Hakim Sahib Rahman was mentioned, he says that this qaleel made up the kathir. This little amount that's left behind was part of the plenty that I drank. The plenty I enjoyed it, and this little left behind was part of that. So how can I show to Allah I enjoyed most of your ni'mat? This qaleel that got left behind, now I'm throwing it away. Ya Allah, I'm muhtaj of this also. I'm also muhtaj because few hours time, Ya Allah, I think about the cup of tea, I want another cup of tea. Allah Baba mustn't test me again. So this tashakkur, Hazrat will say, this tashakkur to this level is a cure for takabbur. What's takabbur? A little bit there, just throw it away. Sometime, breakfast time, commonly we have butter bread and tea. So you dip the bread in the tea, and when you finish the cup, you find some crumbs in there. Throw it away. No, there's food also. One time we were returning from the Jamiat office in Durban. When Yunus Patel Sahib rahimahullah, what a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Maulana was sitting next to me, driving him back home. At the time, children in the car, they eat chips, crisp. And when they eat also, the little bit flakes of it falls all over the car here and there by the mat, side of the seat. So as Maulana is talking to me, so from the side of the seat, he's picking up on one, so to say, a crumb of the chips. Now to me, in my mind, we know when that thing falls on those chips fall on the seat, and somebody coming to, so what you do, just dust it off. Like it's dirt. So, I thought to myself, now when I wash the car again, they'll use the vacuum and they'll clean it up. So Maharaj is talking, he's picking it up. I said, Maharaj, leave it, wash the car. I said, nahi, nahi. Ye khana hai. This also is food. It was part of the food you enjoyed. Now you can't just throw it away. Right? Give it some respect at least. Put it together, put it on the grass, for the ants, for the insects. Now just you dust it away and throw it away. Then I realized, Ya Allah, how many years like this israf? Just wastage, you're just throwing it away. Now even the small packet of chips, give to one child in Gaza. They'll give their life for it. They'll give their life for it. But how are we just throwing it away? Children can't finish the food in the old days. What will happen to the food? The mother will eat it up. Right? There's some little birdies over there. Child can't finish the food, mother will eat it. Well, the mother will say, now just leave it there, we'll just pack it away, throw it away. She won't eat it. Mothers will eat it before. Now no more shukr, no more tashakkur. No more tashakkur, now it's takabbur. Fine, we got enough there. We'll make another platter. So whether it's salad, whether it's food, whether it's roti also, sometimes we find under the table so much of food over there. Children, grains of rice. So the Tabi Rahman, one time, they were eating chickpea. And the chickpea fell from his hand. And a few of his murids were there. Hazrat, and the lighting wasn't very good. He went on his knees under the table, looking for that one chickpea. Hazrat, what are you doing? He said, no, looking for the chickpea. Hazrat, but? He says, no, I'm muhtaj of it. He said, muhtaj of me. I need the food of Allah. So he showed them a lesson. He went on his knees to look for that, just that one chickpea only. To us, we say, he fell down, we'll just sweep it later on. Children learning the same thing. No qadr for the food anymore now. No qadr. They don't like that certain drink they started drinking. They don't like it. They just pass the bun, open it, and drop it inside. My father buy me another one. I got enough money in my pocket. Israf. Israf, this is finishing the ummah. Right now, we read the survey. What the kuffar are saying. They say almost very much clearly, 4 to 6 billion kilos of good food annually is thrown away in the world. every year between 4 to 6 billion kilos of good food is being destroyed and thrown away. And they say that to alleviate and to remove the poverty of the world, we need half the amount of that. We need half the amount of the good food to feed the entire world that is in poverty right now. But those of us that have it, we're just throwing it away. Jamaat into Chad, Pakistan Jamaat, they gave Karaguzari, one of the poorest countries in the world. So they say we have some patkos, some zad, some food for the road. They had chicken in the foil. So they bought the tickets for the train, boarded the train. He said, we finished our food there. He said, the level of poverty, he said, on those tracks, train tracks on either side, people are just lying there waiting to die. No food. Children, malnutrition. They can't even walk. They can't even walk. They're waiting. Maybe somebody will throw something for them. So he says, the train just took off and we had just finished our meal. So we just threw the few bones outside. He said, we heard a riot outside. When we looked outside, we see the entire mob fighting for those bones only. Fighting for the bones only. He said, Ya Allah, we didn't think. We're just eating later, we're throwing it away. Not even thinking about it also. That there's food over there, we're just throwing it away. Whether it's the coffee, whether it's the tea, whether it's the rice, the grains of rice, one grain of rice is so valuable, we just throw it away. So we don't think, before we used to hear from the mothers, you teach, you shouldn't clean your plate. You don't clean your plate, you can't move from here right now. Clean your plate because the plate will make dua for you. That is a correct riwayat. The plate will make dua for you. The plate will make dua, you clean the plate. You don't know which part of the food there's barakat in there. Children getting sick. Why are they getting sick? Before they make sure they finish all the food, because you don't know, maybe the last lukma, that last grain of rice, the barakat all is in there. Now we just threw it away. I can't eat it. I don't want the food anymore. Before day, the child say, I don't like it. Oh, I don't. You can't move from here. You got to eat it. There's nothing else you're going to eat. Now, I don't want to eat it. I'm not eating. All right, order something then. They'll drop it off. Just like that. So much of wastage of money. So, Quran says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat, drink, and don't waste. What is israf? Ulama define what is israf. Extravagance, wastage. Israf, like one person asked me one time, doctor, he says, Maulana, you're talking about extravagance now. He says, possible, your extravagance is my pocket money, my pocket change. So I'm on that bracket. I said, Acha, now, what must I tell him? Then I remember, this we were taught also, what is Israf? Israf is for everybody. Not only that, because now you earn so much, so your Israf is different level, the Mawlana Sahib is different level, and the labor is a different level. Israf is same for everyone. What is the extravagance? Ulama explain, extravagance is to spend extra on necessities. Extra on necessities. She has already 10 abayas, now we went for Umrah, buy another 10. Clothing is a necessity. Now, why you bought the 10? Maybe. But the old ones still have the tags, you didn't wear it as yet. But out of fashion, I'll give it away. I'll just give it away. So this is the latest came out now. To spend extra on necessities. Just to buy it. Like they say commonly South Africans, they go to the shopping mall not to buy what they need. They go shopping to see what they can buy. So what they just buy, just keep it. As South Africans, they don't eat because they're hungry. They eat so they don't get hungry. So I'm eating now, finish. So Allah Pak is spoiling us like that. So israf is this, that we don't really need it. But it's an offer, and so just buy it and keep it. Buy it and keep it. Buy it and keep it. And before we know it, now there's so much there, the wife will say, you know what, there's no cupboard space. What happened to the cupboards? No, it's filled up. I need more wardrobes right now. Ya Allah, how much more are you going to... Hazrat says one time he went to a foreign country. That country, very safe country, so the shoes, usually they leave it outside the house in the porch, on the veranda. And people walk barefoot inside. So at a Masturat ladies program in the afternoon. So when it was time to give the bayan, so the men sat outside. So Hazrat sat outside. When he sat there, he said the entire porch full of shoes. He said, Subhanallah, so many ladies came for the bayan. So Hazrat said, I opened my heart and I gave a good bayan also. So later that night, he said, I met Appa, how's the bayan? He said, very nice bayan you gave today. He said, yeah, so many ladies came. He said, no. Just two or three ladies. She said, but so many shoes. You know, the lady of the house, all her shoes, about 200 pairs of shoes. She said, Ya Allah, I thought the whole locality came. Then only the one lady, her shoes. He said, 365 days in a year, 200 shoes, which shoe she was wearing then? Because now you got such a variety, so much of israf. Imagine now to put that estate together with the shoes. Who's going to take which shoe now? Now what a mustaqad is going to be. He says, so much we've got there, so many jackets, and so many this, and so many that. In case one day I'll wear it, or one day somebody will use it, just keeping it, and keeping it, and keeping it. Israf. There is one level higher which is worse, tabdhir. The Quran says those that have tabdhir are the brothers of shaitan. Are the brothers of shaitan. What is tabdhir? Opulence. Vanity. One level that is worse, to spend money on non-necessities. Israf, to spend extra on necessities. And tabdhir, to spend on non-necessities. Non-necessities, now the wall is looking bare, they put some frames. But if they only have to know how much the frame cost, how it will pain the heart of the workers. I just put one frame there just for the wall to look nice. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam forbade us to cover the wall unnecessarily, just with curtains only. He forbade the ummah. Ummah now is going to that level, just put the wallpaper there just to make it look nice. Nothing wrong with the wall, but just to look, and how long we look at it, we forget even there's a wallpaper there also. But just to put it there, how much it cost? So ummah is going to such levels now, tabdhir, just now opulence, because you got the money, we'll buy it. One jamaat came now from Bangladesh, very jovial brother, he worked some years in Singapore. So I asked him, how is Singapore? He said, kharab, very bad country. He's asking why. He said, I went on contract to work. So I was working for a Muslim person. One day he came home with a kutte ke saath wapas aaye. Came with a dog. So I asked him, boss, how much dog? 50,000 US. 50,000 US, he said, I can't believe my mind. It's more than my whole year salary. So he told him, ye aapka kaam hai. Uska dekhbhal karna aapka kaam. It's your job to look after this dog. He said, kya main kutta hoon? He said, dogs will this. He said, I'm not looking after your dog. He said, no, you have to wash it, you have to clean it. And I bought special tissues also for this. Special tissue for what? He said, when the dog does his number two, he must pick it up. He said, boss, salamu alaikum. I get a job, even I get half the pay, but I'm not looking after your dog. Ummah is on that level now. Where the children are bored now to play with their own siblings, buy one cat. Buy one, bring the cat home. Showing more love for the cat also. The cat can sleep in the bed with her, but not my small sister. Must come in my room. But the cat can come. Cat became the boss. If only the domestics have to see how much of money we're spending on cat food and dog food, inna lillahi. How it'll pain the heart. If we are insan. Sheikh Abu Hassan Ali Nadi rahimullah mentioned this in his kitab, At-Tariqu ila al-Madina. He said, when the ummah became so low, he mentioned this point also about jahiliyyah. And Ajib, that title of the chapter, he calls it the new world. He says the ummah is such a low point of being human beings. The whole ummah was sitting in a cart, and this cart was going downhill. It was jahiliyat. And he says, what was the temperature environment? Those that had the funds, the affluent ones, those monarchies at that time, they were kings and rulers. Their workers were treated like subhumans. Subhumans, look after the animals. The animals had a seat to sit on, and the workers sitting on the floor. He gave that description. Where, يَأْكُلُ الْقَوِي الدَّعِيفِ, where the strong one just devour the poor one, the weak one. You don't talk anything. You just sit here, look after the dogs. See, the dogs are lulling in comfort, the dogs and the animals. He says they had no sense of humanity in their hearts anymore. This insan doesn't have food at home right now. He's living only for the day. And I bought enough feed for the whole month already. And he must feed the dog every day. He must feed the cat every day. Just for fun's sake. Not even a necessity. And how much you pay for the cat? 10,000, 20,000. And some youngsters say, we got the whole cat's lineage also. Import mal. We bought it from overseas, online. And how it came also. Then going on holiday. One brother told me, go for holiday. I said, what about the cat? No, cat hotel. We booked it in for 2 weeks also. For special diet, special shampoo, special... I said, subhanAllah, your cat. I said, Ajib. Yes, they do the pedicure, manicure for the cat. I said, your cat is a sibdar. What a house he got. Subhanallah. And your worker, the worker, no, no. 2 weeks, no pay. Because we're going out. I said, Inna lillah. 2 weeks, you're going for holidays, so no pay for the staff. You see, tough luck. But your cat is taken care of. I said, where's your humanity? So much israf, so much tabzid. Where's your iman going to? Have some feeling for the ummah, for humanity at least. So this is where the ummah is going to, my dear brothers. If you don't speak about it, you won't make tawbah istighfar. You will at least become conscious, Ya Allah, how we got caught up in this whole thing? The husband says now the cat has become such a celebrity in the house, we're opening a website for the cats also. This is all the pictures of the cat. Ye bhi kuch kaam hai. And now the cat is sitting, the cat is playing. He said, Insan, Ashraful Bakhulukat, the cat is surprised at you too. I became celebrity. You're supposed to be celebrity by Allah. Allah says, you're the best of creation. But now you're sitting with me and you're making meow also. What happened to you, Insan? This is what Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah, finding the sweetest, the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. You're finding all these things over here. And now, one level even more, my dear brothers. I don't know about here, but other places already, the mother is buying dogs, little, what chichawa, dog something they call. They're putting their handbag and they're carrying everywhere. In the handbag is one dog, other hand is the car keys and the coffee. And now, celebrity status. Inna lillahi. How far the ummah is gone? Israf, tabzir, opulence, everything we've cultured, and the ummah is dying without food. How much tawbah we have to make? He says there's two things. Israf, and not speaking the haq, destroyed the people of Syria. He says, I warn you all, don't get caught in this thing. Become intelligent. Listen to the ulama ikram that are teaching us our deen, making our istah, picking us up. It can't be everything our children are saying, labbaik, we're buying it. Before the dog used to chase it away. Go for gashpay, get away. Now we take it in the house. The cat also, keep it far away. Yes, cat on its place, how to look after it, to what extent, but now it's become part of the house, of the furniture, of the family right now. So Allah Ta'ala, give us that understanding. Where our wealth is going right now, where our time is going right now, how is it getting wasted? For us to understand correctly, our Sharia, our deen, where we should be investing our time. This time we have, wal asr, Allah takes a qasam on time. For the Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah is called time, liquid capital. Liquid capital. Person's capital, he said, don't touch the capital. Prophet says, alright, went, but not the capital. But the capital of my life, which is time right now, which I can't bank, I can't put it in the safe, I'll use it later, the time is gone. The weekend went, I lost the time. Akhirat, I want to regret, Ya Allah, what happened to the time? I need more time now to cover up the time went. Coming to year end, my dear brothers, let us take hisab kitab. This year passed right now, how did I spend my weekends? So many weekends in the year, where did I go? Did I at least give one 3 days in Jamaat? Whole year went. Didn't happen. But I didn't commit. Go for one program at least. Didn't make islah. My qaza namazes. I'm living in minus right now. Ya Allah, I got so many qaza of my past life. I didn't even cover it. I didn't even think. At least calculate it. At least sit down with the calculation. Allah Pak will see the qiyamah. Banda at least calculated the thing. He had it on his phone. And he was trying to cover it up. And then he was calculating it also. Kafara also, when I broke my roza in my young days, 2 months. Many brothers, alhamdulillah, after Ramadan, they kept the 2 months. Kafara, they finished, alhamdulillah. Now's the time. Now it's winter, the days are very short, nights are long, alhamdulillah. This is mentioned in the riwayat, the spring of a mu'min. This is our spring season actually, where we can eat tahajjud namaz. Tahajjud ends very late, after 5 o'clock. And then, to keep roza is very easy also. Muharram is coming, one day roza. Muharram initially was called As-Safarul Awwal, the first Safar. Then when Sharia came down, Allah Ta'ala changed the name from Safar Awwal to Muharram. That's why Muharram is called the month of Allah. Allah Ta'ala changed the name, the most honorable month, one of the sacred months. One day roza is equal to 1 month. So if I'm keeping kafara already, what I'm gaining right now? What profits from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So to liven these days with roza, with our tahajjud namaz, to make this a real spring of our iman, to make hisab, Ya Allah, what happened the whole year. Then we make now the next year better than this year. For the masturat at home also, for them to get their qualities of iman also, that so far we've gone, so many years we married, how far am I going with my iman, my amal? We're telling the brothers also, alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has blessed many brothers. We have the facilities, we have the amenities, we have the means. Many masturat out there, alhamdulillah, they say, want a personal trainer, labbaik wa sa'adik. Call her home, no problem. Personal trainer, personal chef, personal this, personal that. Tell the brothers, get a personal muallima also. I got so many women in the home, 4 ladies, 5 ladies, or in the street, 10 ladies, twice a week, once a week, call that personal spiritual trainer. We were on Apa, alhamdulillah. Apa, the last time we learned wuzu was in Maktab. Let's come check our wuzu again. Doesn't mean our wuzu will be always perfect. Check it again. And if we just check our masturat, when it comes to that taharat, how quickly they make wuzu, whether it's correct, whether they're washing their face properly from ear to ear, from the chin till the forehead, whether the water is going within the eye wells, the eye canals, the corner of the eyes, how they're washing their hands, including their elbows. We're getting reminders all the time. They're not listening to the reminders. How they're washing their feet, whether it's correct, whether they're making khilal, how they're making masah of the head. So we're going to check it. They're reading namaz, whether the namaz is correct. So we need somebody to also come home, check the ilis masturat. Listen to the 10 surahs at least. The surahs are correct, whether they're reading with tajweed or not. Everything else we're doing for them. But this plan to design the qabr, to design the room over there, that we're not planning for them. We're not talking about the qabr also. It's only about my back is paining, or this is paining, or that. Take your chiropractor, make this appointment, take you with it. What about iman? What about your amal? What about your ruhani spirituality? So get someone also. Then we get the ladies together once a week at my house and ask the apa, this week we'll discuss this week that. They got their own masail also, the haiz and nifas. When it comes to that, what we can read, what can't we read? So for them to also see for the year that passed right now, where we lack, where we can cover it up. Next year going ahead, my husband and I, how can we make it better the next year going ahead? Like how we're planning everything, October now Umrah, June, July Umrah. Yes, we want to go, very good, alhamdulillah. But let's plan it in a correct manner. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, where our homes can become already a namuna of Jannah, sample of Jannah, though you're talking deen. Just to conclude on point also, how do I know my house is going in the right direction? In tafsir of that ayat, man kana yuridu harth al-akhirati nazid lahu fi harthi. The person who intends the harvest of akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says, we increase him in that harvest of akhirat. And the person who intends the harvest of dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, for him, nothing in akhirat. Mufassirin say, that what does he mean, you want a harvest of akhirat? So one point they make there, they say the person who in his home, most of the talk is about akhirat, it means already he's preparing his jannat for him. Allah says, I will increase it. I will make your dunya, I will make your akhirat also. But if you're only talking dunya, but the children, what are you going to do? What are you going to study? What exams coming? Nothing about deen. That when you finish, go for your 4 months jamaat, do your door properly, take 1 year off, go to madrasa, get this. No talk about that. Only about dunya. What are you going to do? Go to set you up, get you married, buy you a car, buy you a house. What house becoming available? We're going to buy that for you, put a tenant in there. All that plan you're making. Allah said, akhirat, nothing for you. When you talk about akhirat, yes, this Allah Ta'ala will give you also. But the talk in the house for akhirat, the next taqaza, what are you doing next? What amal you engage in? That house now is in the right direction to jannat. Allah Ta'ala make our homes jannati homes. Give us that iman, give us the way to make istighfar and tawbah. Ya Allah, give us such wives also, such husbands also. Husbands are trying their best, we tell the masturat also, husbands are thanking the wives. Wives also, how many a wife is thanking the husband? That when they buy the groceries, husband brings the groceries home, they ordering online also, how many a wife will tell the husband, Jazakallah khair, you brought the groceries home. Allah Pak give you barakat. Allah keep your shadow over us for a long period of time. Nobody make a shukr. They're only complaining. This old man is only giving trouble. Where the groceries came from? Where this came from? Where that came from? No, he has to do it. No, make shukr for that. That he paid for it, he did everything. So they must learn to make dua, make shukr to the husband, increase it for this year. Have a shukr mizaj in the house, temperament. Allah will increase all the ni'mas after that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanana alayka anta kama athnita ala nafsik. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا ذا القوه المتين يا حي يا قيوم رحمتك نستغيث او كريم رحيم الله forgive us all our sins o my كريم رحيم الله he'll open the eyes of our hearts and he'll show us our faults o كريم رحيم الله give us tawbah to be sincere tawbah he'll for all our sins o my الله not just a zabani ya الله not just lip service tawbah o my from the hearts o my كريم رحيم الله the تكبر we have the pride we have ya الله the opulence o my الله the wastage o كريم Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us thrifty. Give us iman. Give us taqwa. Give us amal. Ya Allah, teach us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach our children, our progenies. Ya Allah, to be shukr, Ya Allah, to be shakir, Ya Allah, to be grateful, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Show us the haq as the haq. Show us batil as the batil, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq to follow the haq, to refrain from the batil. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience. Save us from your disobedience, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, have the Muslims around the world, O my Allah. Grant me victory, O my Allah. Grant me victory, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard them, protect them, cover them, O my Allah. Feed them, O my Allah. Give them to drink, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, accept the shahadat, O my Allah. Accept the du'as, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the people of Gaza, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, accept their cries, O my Allah. Listen to their pleas, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Let there be a ceasefire. Grant them victory, O my Allah. Release them and free them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them resistance. Make them strong and keep them strong. Ya Allah, give us hearts here that they bleed for the Ummah, they cry for the Ummah. Give us a sympathy and empathy, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, when we are eating, we remember them. When we are sleeping, we remember them. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, so many ni'mas you have given us, O my Allah. We don't even know how to thank you, O my Allah. We don't have the thanks to thank you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. The families, the children, the wealth, the cars, the warmth, O my Allah. Ya O Kareem, Rahim Allah, keep us with iman. Keep us in your ni'mas and bounties. Ya Allah, don't test us in any way, O my Allah. We are too weak to be tested, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Wherever the Muslims are parishan in the world, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Wherever in debts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, crush their debts, O my Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, save us in the banks, O my Allah. Those in the banks, take them out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make them debt free, O my Allah. Make us all debt free, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us plenty of barakat in iman, amal, taqwa. Ya Allah, intelligence, O my Allah, in our homes, in our businesses. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, our makatib, our madaris, our ulama. Ya Allah, protect our businesses, our homes, our cars, O my Allah, our investments, O my Allah. It will be for akhirat, it will be for your deen. Ya Allah, accept it, give us big hearts to spend in your path. Accept our health, wealth and time, O my Allah, for the upliftment of deen in the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept our children, our progenies, protect them, O my Allah. Grant them taqwa, iman, amal, hidayat. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your bounties and your ni'mats. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين